This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm David Furst. Last week, a driver drove through a red light of an intersection in Park Slope, killing two children. The driver has not been charged with any crime yet. Mayor de Blasio, who owns a house nearby and has made reducing fatal crashes a top priority, just today came out with a forceful response. WNYC's transportation reporter Stephen Nesson joins us to discuss. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
So the driver of the car in the fatal crash, Dorothy Bruns, racked up four tickets for running red lights, four for speeding in school zones just in the past 2 years. But until the fatal crash, she was allowed to drive freely. Why is that? And is that what the mayor is trying to change?
The driver did have several tickets. Now, according to the DMV, she could have had her license suspended for 6 months if she had been behind the wheel and a police officer had pulled her over. It only takes three speeding tickets or misdemeanor traffic violations within 18 months for a suspension. But the tickets Bruns received were not from an officer, but were generated by cameras that take pictures of your car when you run a red light or break the speed limit. There seems to be a bit of a loophole here. That's because authorities can't say for sure Bruns was the one driving the car at the time those tickets were issued. And that's one of the loopholes Mayor de Blasio wants to close by making the registered owner of the car responsible.
So what about the argument that someone else may have been racking up those tickets in your car?
Here's the mayor's response.
If someone else is driving your vehicle and they're regularly speeding and blowing through stop signs and red lights, you shouldn't let them drive the vehicle. And you have to take responsibility because now you're part of it too.
He says if you drive your car recklessly, you have a weapon. He compared it to a gun that's misfiring.
Okay, but the Department of Motor Vehicles would be the one to suspend the car's registration, and it's a state agency. What can de Blasio do as mayor?
Well, he's found support from local legislators who can bring this legislation to the state Senate and Assembly. Another bill he's promoting would increase the fines for those camera tickets. Right now it's $50, but he says the third one, within 2 years, should cost $150, the next one $250, and then a call to your insurance company with the next one. And finally, after the sixth violation, he wants the registration suspended.
So what happened with Dorothy Bruns, the driver in the crash? Is she still driving?
She had her license suspended, but she hasn't been arrested.
Even after two children died?
If a driver is drunk or they fled the scene of the crime or intentionally ran someone over with their car, they'd be arrested. But we don't have a lot of details about her and the crash yet, other than the surveillance video that shows her running a red light. The NYPD says it's working with the Brooklyn District Attorney to investigate. There have been reports that she may have had a medical condition. A neighbor told reporters that she suffered from seizures. Those are details that we have not confirmed, but de Blasio believes the DMV should be looking into whether drivers with severe medical conditions should be on the road at all.
How so? How does he want them to look into this?
As part of his push here for new laws, he's proposing a rule that would require doctors to report patients to the DMV who might suffer from seizures or other impairments while driving. He's hoping New York will do what New Jersey already does. They have a medical review unit within the Motor Vehicle Commission. Doctors must report patients there if they believe the person is at risk for crashes. People referred to this unit go on to have further medical review. According to their website, 55% of them have their driving privileges suspended or they get regular monitoring.
Any other measures the mayor is hoping to address?
Every year, he tries to expand the number of red light cameras and speed cameras in the city. Right now, the state caps the number of these devices that the city can install. There are about 140 speed cameras in school zones. De Blasio wants to double that. The city's numbers show that speeding is down 60% when there's a camera near a school. Injuries for drivers and pedestrians also go down. Also, if the city could install these devices within a greater radius around the school, it would be even more effective. That's one thing they're pushing for. And that intersection in Park Slope, 9th Street and 5th Avenue, where the crash happened, would have been eligible for a camera.
Okay, WNYC transportation reporter Stephen Nesson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.